Let's get on with this. Let's get our friend on the phone. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Push Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. You know, God's got his own name for March Madness. Secular humanism. Stick that in your bracket, Gonzaga.
All right. Here's something your boy Bush said at a press conference Tuesday about Iraq, my friend.
Secondly, I'm confident, or I believe, I'm optimistic, we'll succeed. If not, I'd pull our troops out.
Help me out with this. Why is this guy so optimistic? About what, Lawton?
Mark, this may surprise you, but optimism isn't some mythical creature like a unicorn or a jackalope or a liberal that doesn't use on-demand abortion as their primary form of birth control.
Oh, yes, that does surprise me, Lawton, because you're so much smarter than I am.
Now, Mark, there's no need to run yourself down like that, okay? It's just that millions and millions of folks who aren't poisoned by gay-agenda defeatism are feeling pretty darn good about this liberation. And who can blame them? That optimism is the inevitable result of this administration's incredibly successful policies over there. You don't mess with a winning streak.
What are you out of your mind?
They're winning.
What winning streak?
Mark, it's as hard as Chinese arithmetic. 2 and 2 is 4, 3 and 3 is 6. President George W. two-terms mandate Bush plus Iraq equals optimism. Case closed, semper fi.
Whoa. What about the car bombings, Wadden? Every day, sectarian violence, civil war, Abu Ghraib. You'll forgive me if I'm not as optimistic as your fearless leader, my friend.
Well, I forgive you, Mark, as a Christian. Mm. You know, being around you has given me a real insight into how it must be for y'all, being a liberal and all that. It's no way to live.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Doom and gloom, blame game. Oh, no, increased greenhouse gases are leading us to a global environmental cataclysm. Junk like that. Nothing's ever good enough for you. The glass is always half empty, with a layer of spit and boogers around the rim.
Now, wait a minute. We are just realists, Lawton, okay? Unlike you, we believe in facts, my friend.
You're toxic with negativity.
Liberals are not that negative, Lawton.
No. I'll bet you can't say one nice thing about President George W., two-terms mandate Bush. Now, can you? Go on, little Mary Sunshine. I dare you. Make with the nice talk. I'm waiting. Waiting on your word.
I don't know.
TikTok.
I can't.
One word.
I can't do it.
This is so sad. So sad. And you have so much to be optimistic about.
Oh yeah, like
so
what?
So much.
Like what? It's not a rock, that's for sure.
Well, you got your health.
Yeah.
And you've got a radio program, sort of.
Yeah.
After the Clippers game. You've got a wife who loves you and who cares for you.
What the hell's going on? What's going on? I didn't even say anything. What's the matter with you?
God is a president. He's too stupid to recognize a catastrophe when it stared him in his stupid face.
Yeah.
And Mark.
Yeah.
I got this weird lump on my inner thigh.
Oh man.
It's getting all orangey and yellow and ruddy.
Oh God.
They'll probably have to saw my leg off.
Oh man.
Dude.
All right.
It's getting dark.
All right. Take it easy. Well, yeah. All right. It's probably just a rash or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I stop picking at it with tweezers?
Yes.
I'm doing that.
Oh, don't do that. Stop picking at the orange lump on your inner thigh with tweezers. It's probably nothing. Just pull it together.
Hurts.
Please.
It hurts.
I know, but just leave it alone.
You sure it'll be okay?
Yes.
Not one positive word, Mark. Not even you're thin or I like your haircut.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
Typical. You know, I'm optimistic about everything except your soul.
All right, Lawton. All right.
Turn that frown around,
all right.
Mister.
Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
God loves you. Deal with it.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that guy. Now he just falls apart. I don't even have to yell at him. He just falls apart. Man, I'm not going to act like I'm concerned.